Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Halachas and Hanhagos of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maran HaGaon Rabbi Avraham Kinuchovsky Zatzal, Shebi Yischus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, Ma'aseh Shehaya, that a certain Rav was Mesader Kiddushin, and after he finished the Baruch of Mekadesh Amu Yisrael HaYitechub V'Kiddushin, which is the Birchas Eirusin, he realized that there is no wine in the cup. Oy ve'avoy. So those who didn't know the halacha thought that you can make fun of this rav. What a fool! What a mistake! And there were those who wanted to be medamidus to the kiddush of Shabbos. Mishnah Berura Reishayin Aleph Sifkat Nayin Ches. That if you are mekadesh and you realize oy ve'avoy afterwards, your kos was empty. So you're not Yotzei Yidei Kiddush unless there is wine on the table and your kavana is to drink from that wine. Then the bracha would go on the wine on the table and memela, it would count. But here there was no wine in front of him. So memela, the whole bracha is off. He has to make it again. But the emes is that those who made light of him, those who made fun of him or whatever, were making a mistake. And you don't have to do the bracha again. We see in Shulchan Aruch Samach Beis that the kos of Eirusin is not me'akevis, it is not critical. And if there is no wine, you can make this bracha of Birchas Eirusin without a kos at all, just when it comes to Birchas Nisachasan and Birchas Nisuin. There the Tur and the Rush hold that you have to make it with a kos. But as HaRambam, there is a machloikes between the Chalkos Mechoikek and the Beis Shmuel. The Aruch HaShulchan already says, when the Aram looks at the Chalkos Mechoikek, that it's not ma'akev, but according to the Rosh and the Tur, it is. What's the reason to be mechalik between Eirusin and Nisuin? Even though they're both midivrei Rabbi Yehudai Goin and not Dina de Gemara, that you need a kos. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that since there's a lashon in the early poskim, Gemiri Sheva Baruches, that we have a tradition that you have to finish all seven brachas. You have to finish, it says in the Lashon HaPoskim Gemara, you have to finish all seven brachas. So, what's the bracha Shvi'is? We know in the Gemara six brachas. But where's the seventh bracha? So the answer is that's Birchas HaGafen. So it turns out then that the kos is one of the brachas, and therefore the kos is Likuva. The kos is critical. Because if we have a tradition that there, in the poskim, that there's seven brachas, so even though again it's not Dina de Gemara, it must be that Brachas HaGafen is one of them, and the Meilat's Leikuva. So some people say, if you say there, the six brachas you can make without a kos, and Birchas HaGafen needs a kos. But most chachamim hold that it's a raya that the kos has to accompany all of the Birchas Chasanim. And therefore, you need a kos for the Sheva, all the other six brachas. In the Shaar HaTzion, it's a mevu'er there in Reishayin Aleph, that those who wash their hands before Kiddush, they did Netilas Yadayim, and then they're making Kiddush, which we usually, most of us don't do. So for them, the Kiddush can be chal on the bread. So mele, the Kiddush isn't, even though there's no wine in the kos, the Kiddush is chal on the bread. But if you wash Netilas Yadayim after Kiddush, since you can't eat from the bread before Netila, the Kiddush isn't chal on the bread. Lefize yesh ladun, linyan leila seder, shim nimtza kois choymetz, let's say it's leila seder, and you find out that the kos is filled with vinegar, it's not wine. Lebazoi b'nei Ashkenaz, that have a minag, to make a bracha on the second kos, right? Us B'nai Ashkenaz, Hayotzim B'yad Ramalek, they say. So we make a bracha on all four kosos. So we make a bracha on the second kos. So our das was to make a bracha on the first kos and not drink anymore. And then we're going to make a new bracha on the second kos. So this bracha only went on the vinegar, didn't go on the wine. The vinegar is in the kos, the wine's on the table, the wine we're not touching until the next bracha. So this bracha is only on the vinegar. So then we'd have to make the bracha again. Ashenkin Levnei Sfarad, their minig is not to make a bracha on the second and fourth kos. That's Kedin Yayin Lefanav. Shedaito. So B'nai Ashkenaz, right, the first bracha is Kiddush. So they're going to have to make Kiddush again. But B'nai Sfarad, that their minig is not to make a bracha on koses 2 and 4. So that's Kedin Yayin Lefanav. In other words, when they made the bracha on the Kiddush, their kavana also on that was weiter to drink from the wine on the table. Based on this bracha they're making now, they're going to drink wine later also, the wine on the table. So memela, they would not have to make kiddush again. Okay, we move on. This is a sefer of halachas and hanhagos of Moreno of Rabbeinu. You know, I love his halachas because he was a gana gainim, but his hanhagos are just too good. I love him so much. He's so original in his tzitkus and his chesed. So we have a hanhaga here that. Chacham echad shaya noichach im Rabbeinu belechdo l'shma hesped b'beis ha-knesses. She'ezus nashim shalo banu me'al shlish b'beis ha-knesses. U'bikanis Rabbeinu l'makom b'kish Rabbeinu me'al yoshvim. Tachas ezus nashim likanis liyos tachas ha-tikra g'dayla. So Rabbi Avram goes to this hesped and he sees that some of the men are sitting under the ezus nashim. The women can't see them, because part of the men's section is beneath the women's section. The roof of the men's section is the floor of the women's section, above it. So he said, Titkadmu, move forward, not beneath the Ezra's Nashim. And the person with him didn't understand why. So after the Hesped, this person asked why, and he said that the Almana of the Nifter is in the Ezra's Nashim. And she's going to want to see how many people came to her husband's hesped. So if they're sitting under the Ezra's Nashim that women can't see, so she's not going to be able to see how many men have come to hear the hesped for her husband. So therefore he said, move forward, and this way the Almana will be able to see you. Pilei plus. There was a certain Yid named Rav Avram Dov Gelis, who was Nifter, and his children were sitting Shiva, and he was very careful about Shemira Seinayim. And he drove a car, and a lot of times he would see a woman who was rushing to work, and he didn't know what to do. Mitzad Echad Mitzvah Chesed. Mitzad Sheni, it's not Derech Hayetznias to start picking up women and driving them in your car. But you see, she really needs to get to work. So he asked one of the Cheshuvei Rabbanim, and he said, you're a chassid shaita if you don't bring her into the car. Hezu chassid shaita, you see a woman, Tevaz Benar, you say, can't touch her. She's drowning, can't touch her. That's a chassid shaita. He says, you're a chassid shaita. You have to offer her a ride. He asked Rabbeinu, what Rabbeinu thinks, Rabbi Avram, and he said, you should take her, because if you don't, then somebody who is less Yorei Shamayim is bound to take her. So Mimela, you should take her. Pillar plus. A certain Chacham asked the Talmud of Rav Avram, Rav Fish, he said, today I'm going to teach my Talmidim the Gemara and HaNizakin, 62a. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, You're not allowed to taste food. You're not allowed to eat until you feed your animal. First, Esav, first to your animal, and then you eat. So did Rabbeinu say anything about this? So the Talmud of Rabbeinu said that he remembers that he was choker in this din. Is it a mitzvah's essay? That you have to feed your animal first? That you're going to eat? No. You have a mitzvah to give to your animal first. That's Pashtus in the Pasuk. V'nasati esev b'sad chalav emtecha, and then v'achalta v'savat. So Pashtus divrei Pasuk that it's a mitzvah. Or maybe it's begeder iser. It's not a mitzvah to feed your animal first. It's usser for you to eat first. We have here, it's not clear which of these nafgaminas are from Rabbeinu, but we have here a number of nafgaminas. First of all, parenthetically, whenever there's Sar Bali Chaim, there's a nidon, is it a mitzvah or an iser? Rabbi Kivegar and Psachim 23b was noikate that it's a mitzvah's essay, and it can be doiche a lois essay of Isure Hana. This Sar Bali Chaim. It's an essay and it's doiche a lois essay. He answered a kashin toisim Psachim there. However, in the Sefer Beis David, or of David Leiter, he also writes that it could be doiche a lois essay of Loilam Behem Tavoidu. This essay. Anyway, that's Tzar Bali Chaim. So here we're dealing with feeding your animal and then eating. Is this a mitzvah or is it an iser? And what are the nafkaminas? So one nafkamina would be the din of mitzvah Srichas Kavana. She'im ze mitzvah, you need Kavana. And if it's begeder iser, you don't need Kavana, even though it's a whole mitzvah Rabbana doesn't require Kavana. That's a magen Avram. That this din of feeding your animal first is a din d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah was machriya kikol adas hakagas hakro. That even b'mitzvah d'rabbanan hakavana ma'akevet v'aklin yin poroche choshesh l'deyas hachokos. That it's not ma'akev v'apol panim. Even mitzvah d'rabbanan, every time you do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you should have kavana, you're being yotze. So here, if it's a mitzvah, even if it's d'rabbanan, you have to have kavana. But if it's an iser, then you don't have to have kavana. That's nafkamin. That's one nafkamin. Another nafkamina, oisek b'mitzvah. So oisek b'mitzvah, ha'im nifto mi mitzvah zu. If it's together, iser. So then if you're oisek in mitzvah, it doesn't pat you. You're not allowed to do a surim. You're not allowed to eat an avail oisek b'mitzvah. But if it's together, mitzvah, then it is. You do say oisek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, and you wouldn't have to feed your animal first. So again, if feeding your animal first is an iser, so then we don't say that oisek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, that being involved in another mitzvah would patur you from this mitzvah. It's an iser. But if we say it's a mitzvah, then ein achinami, being involved in another mitzvah paturs you from this mitzvah. Nafkamina gam lidas grisa. Misha oisek b'mitzvah zu, mi patur mi mitzvah acheres. If you're oisek in this mitzvah, are you going to be patur from another mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, then yeah. But if it's an iser, then you have to stop feeding your animal. And you're not pater from the other mitzvah. You have to make sure to do the other mitzvah. I say my mitzvah is pater from another mitzvah. Only if you're doing a mitzvah. But if this is merely preventing an iser, if feeding your animal is really preventing an iser first, so involving yourself in feeding your animal is not going to patur you from another mitzvah. However, this is Tali in the Chakir of Rabbeinu. Somebody who's checking lettuce from bugs, is he patur from another mitzvah? Because maybe it's Lechas Shamayim, we dash him Sechas Sukkah, Ptur Oisek B'mitzvah. Right, if you're only doing your own thing, then you have to do mitzvahs. But if you're doing shamayims, then you're pater. Prat lo oisek b'mitzvah, prat lechas shamayim. So maybe this is lech lecha baderech. You're chayv in mitzvah if you're doing your own thing, but not if you're doing a mitzvah. So maybe this is considered Lechet Shamayim. Maybe preventing this iser of eating before your animal is considered Lechet Shamayim, going on the way of Shamayim. And that would take a pater you from mitzvahs. The only problem is we only find that the dugmos in Sukkah Chaf Hei are only dealing with doing a mitzvah, not with averus. And say for Mishbar Yom, Kalei Mitzvah Siman Dalet, Mishbar Yom is a whole set of Svarim amazing, written by Rav Avram's Talmud. In any event, so that would be the shaila. What about oisek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, pasha we say it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But if it's an iser, then we already have a question. And like we said before, what about being doicha loisisei? Do we say esei doicha loisisei? If in order to feed your animal first, you're gonna have to be doicha loisisei. So if we hold that it's a mitzvah, so esei doicha loisisei. But if we hold it's an iser, then another esei will be doicha this the iser. But this is not going to be doicha. We don't say loisisei doicha esei. It's not going to be doicha an esei if it's an iser. Another nafkamina would be when there is payment involved, how much you have to pay. If it's begether mitzvah, until a fifth of your money. If it's begether iser, all of your money. It says in halacha that not to be over an iser, you have to pay all of your money. That's what the halacha thinks about doing an avera. I know people who do averas for free. Chofetz Chaim, Klal Aleph, was machriya shafilu b'sid rabbanan. You have to give all of your money in order not to be over. So even here, if it's a mitzvah rabbanan, you have to give all of your money. Wow. Another question is another nafkamina ladin hakala kal bepikuach nefesh. So let's say you have to feed the chayla. So feeding the chayla wouldn't require either feeding him before his animal, or being mevatel another mitzvah. So if it's begedel iser, so lav chamer measeh, like we see in Yevamos 8a. And as it's discussed in the Mishbar Yom and Esei Doicha Loisisei, Siman Aleph. So again, if it's begether Iser, Lav is Chamor Me'asei, and Memela, since it's more Chamor, even though we say Esei Doicha Loisisei, which is discussed that in the past, Akopanim, if it's more Chamor than an Asei, then it would be preferable not to be Mevatel this Iser, and to be mevatel in order to, when somebody needs to eat for pikuach nefesh, to be mevatel another mitzvah. But not this one, because this is an iser. If you say it's a mitzvah, so then this is a mitzvah, and then something else is a mitzvah, so they'd be equal. But if you say that this is an iser, and it's either being mevatel this iser, or being mevatel a mitzvah in order to save the person's life, we would say be mevatel the mitzvah, kalakal tchila, don't be mevatel the iser, because the iser is more chamor. That'd be another man nafkamin if this is an iser or a mitzvah. Another nafkamina would be to be over on this mitzvah in order to be mezaka your friend in a mitzvah chamura yoiser, in order to be mezaka your friend in a more stringent, severe mitzvah. If it's together iser, so then it's going to be mutter. That we allow you to do an iser in order to be mezaka your friend, an iser kal in order to be mezaka your friend, and a more chamer mitzvah. We see in the Gemara in Erevin, I think, Lamed Beis. But if it's begeder mitzvah, the klal is you don't have to lose that in a mitzvah derabban in order to be mezaka your friend. That's Tosfos. This is Sugi and Shabbos and Daf Dalet and Erev and Lamed Beis. That you're allowed to be over on an Isser Kal, so your friend should do a mitzvah chamura. But if it's a together a mitzvah, you don't have to lose out on your mitzvah in order that your friend should be mezak and a mitzvah chamura yoser. Another nafkamina would be if you're mesupik, if you already gave your animal to eat. If you hold as a concept of cheskas chiyuv b'mitzvahs, which we've discussed in the past, that there's an assumption that your chayiv in a mitzvah is called a chazaka cheskas chiyuv. It's not clear there is such a concept, but if you hold that there is, some machlokas about it. So then you have a cheskas chiyuv, so you have to give to your animal. But if it's begeder iser, then you can't say he's a cheskes chiyuv. And if it's the rabbanan, then you can go lekula. Another question, another nafkamina. Would it be mutter b'makom kavod abrius likanes le'oines kedei lipater mitzvah zu? If it's begeder mitzvah, the Mordechai paskins that a person's allowed to wear a levush of arba kanfas on Shabbos without tzitzis and become pater from the mitzvah. You're allowed to wear a four-corner garment on Shabbos. Say a person's tzitzis gets snapped on Shabbos. So he's allowed to continue going with the garment because he's onus. It's kavod abrius that he shouldn't walk around without clothing. Back then, their tzitzis were that. That's what they actually covered themselves with, not like us, that it's just an added mitzvah garment. But it's together iser, then memakum kavod abrius, you're not allowed to be nichnas la'ones kedei lipater mitzvahs. You're not allowed to be machnas yourself la'ones. And then and be pater. If it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to put yourself in a case of onus that you're pater from the mitzvah, but not iser. You're now allowed to be machnas yourself by onus and be over this iser if it's an iser. Another question is, do you have to give your friend money in order to be mekayim this mitzvah? That you give from the kupat shel tzedakah of the town, you give from the tzedakah fund of the town to be mekayim mitzvahs. But if it's an iser, so in order that your friend shouldn't be nichshel b'iser b'aynes, we don't find that you collect from tzedakah. There's no chiyuv to pay money, like we see in the Ramban Hilchos Niduin Yeridei Kuf Nun Zayin. Another nafka mina, if you can only give your animal chatzi shir. Only give animal half of its breakfast. If it's begeder mitzvah, so we say in chatzis shir b'mitzvah esei, which is a huge discussion. Rav Ovadia discusses it. He has a beautiful tshuva in the Chazon Ovadia on Pesach. So if you hold there's no chatzis shir b'mitzvah esei, there's no winning of giving the chatzis shir. But if it's begeder iser, so then do what you can. Give him as much as you possibly can to minimize the iser. We move on. In the Machberes, we find in Rabbeinu a notebook from his youth. He has a number of horos from the Chazon Ish that he heard from Gedolei Talmidov. He heard from Rav Gedalia Nadal, who was very close to the Chazon Ish, big tzaddik, a parish in Bnei Brak, very interesting person. So the Chazon Ish says you don't need to make an Erev in Yeshiva because it's all considered one Baal HaBayis. And Rav Gedalia says the same in a hotel, the same in a ship. Also, the Chazon Ish told Dov Landau, Rashi of Slobodka today, that you can read Kriya Shema b'zman HaKro, because that's the din. Just on Erev Pesach, L'inyan Achilas Chometz, the minhag is to be machmir and follow the Magen Avraham, to rid oneself of the Chometz b'zman Magen Avraham, the earlier Zman, and not b'zman HaKro. As Rabbeinu verbalized the Seder HaDvorim, Agoin Reb Doiv, when he was young, asked the Chazon Ish, can l'chatchil be samech hazman Kriya Shema Shel HaGra? The Chazon Ish said yes. And he said, Kriya Shema is min HaTorah, and Isser Achilas Chometz Be'erev Pesach B'Shal Chamishis is midrabanan, but the rice is only mechatzos. So why are we Mekel in the Derabanan and Mekel in the Derabanan and Machmer in the Derabanan? But yet, when it comes to eating chametz, the olam is machmir kamagin avram. So the Chazon Ish answered that when it comes to achilas chametz, we're machmir chumras miyuchados. And Reb Doiv wanted to ask the Chazon Ish of an erev Pesach of the Tarti Disasri. But he gets up and he reads Shema b'zman agra, and he makes sure not to eat chametz past the zman of the magin avram, the earlier time. So it's Tarti Disasri on the same day. But he didn't ask. So we're left with the question. The question hangs fire, as they say. All right, Mari Rabbeisai, Baruch Hashem, we progressed. And we still have so much more to talk about. So thank you so much. Just to end with another Maisa with Rabbeinu, and Achashav Avreich from Kiryat Sefer related the following story. He says his mother used to ask Rabbeinu, Reb Avraham, every step of her life, she wouldn't make a move without him, important move in life. When he was a little boy, she sent him to give Reb Avraham an envelope with money. And he was received this child, Bechavivus. And he says, whenever you want, you can come and you can ask me. Whatever you want, and we can talk. And the boy figured, okay, great. He didn't realize that we're dealing with one of the Gedolei Hador. So he would go and he would talk to him. And Avraham was very nice. He befriended him. So when he was in yeshiva, he was a young boy in yeshiva. One day he was expelled from yeshiva. They sent him home. And he was very afraid of his parents' reaction. So instead of going home, he went to Rav Avraham. Rav Avraham was Makabla of Chavivus. He said, what happened in yeshiva? So the boy said, I laughed at the Maggid Shir in the middle of Shir, and he sent me home. And I don't know what's going to be. So Rabbeinu said, I'm going to tell you what you should do. And they'll let you back into the yeshiva. Go to the Maggid Shir and to the Rosh Yeshiva. Tell them, Mamish, with Lashon Tachanun and those supplications, that you regret it and you're not going to laugh again in Shir. And they're going to bring you back. They're going to let you back in. And the boy said, who said, I can stand by my promise. Maybe I'll laugh again. He said, let me give you an etza. If you see you're about to laugh, look at your nails. Just stare at your nails. Or think of three nisham, three neiris. Avraham knew Kabbalah, so maybe this is Kabbalistic. Think of three neiris, ner neshama, ner shel Shabbos, and ner shel Beis HaKnesses. And if you're focused on your nails or on these three neiris, it'll stop you from laughing. That's my etza. And then Rabbeinu said, even without these etzes, let me tell you a story. There was a certain pirate in Russia, a landowner in Russia who was a Russia. And he said, I want you to take my dog, teach him to speak. And if not, I'm going to skin you. That's what the guy said to the Jew. So the Jew said, give me 6 years. Give me 6 years and to teach your dog to speak. So his friend said to him, you're not afraid of what's going to happen in 6 years? So the Jew said, no, because it could be that until 6 years, maybe the pirates will die. Maybe the dog will die. Maybe they'll both die. So who knows what's going to happen? So he says, be makabel upon yourself not to laugh. And don't think what's going to be. Don't worry about the future. Who knows what's going to be in the future? Anyway, the way I heard the story that I like to tell is that he said maybe, I heard a slightly different version, but same idea, that maybe the pirates will die, maybe the dog will die, maybe they'll both die, maybe I'll die, or maybe I'll teach the dog to speak. Okay, Mari Rabbi Isai, that was Geshmak, and we should all be Zoche, Lelechas Bedarche Hashem, Leskasha Letzadikim Amitim, or so inspiring and uplifting. And like I said, we have thousands more where this came from, so please stay tuned for many, many more. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.